Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining me, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm so excited to have my special guest for this half hour. He is General Russell Honoré, a decorated 37-year Army veteran, and he's been known as the Category 5 General as he led the coordination of the military relief efforts following Hurricane Katrina. He's won a Bronze Star, 5 Legion of Merit Awards, Distinguished Service Medal twice, 2 Defense Distinguished Service Medal, Meritorious Service Medal 4 times, Army Commendations. I could basically fill up the rest of our discussion this afternoon with all the awards that this man has won serving our country. General, first, we wanted to share your social media handles. You can find them on Facebook at Russell Honoré, and you can find them on X, also known as Twitter, at LTG Honoré. I know I'll be following him next. General, one of your more recent acts of service to this country was that you led the security review of the U.S. Capitol security infrastructure following the January 6th insurrection. What I wanted to ask you was the importance about the military maintaining an apolitical stance, especially these days in the incredibly polarized environment that we see. Why is that so important for our nation's security and our democracy's stability for the military to always remain apolitical?
Because we serve the Constitution. So regardless of who the president is, we remain consistent to our oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And that is what's the difference, not based on any political priorities of who's at the White House, but we have to stay consistent with our support to the Constitution of the United States and the laws of their country and the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
General, a follow-up question to that. We've seen the Trump administration mobilize the National Guard without the request of governors. In California, he's doing so or is threatening to do so potentially in Illinois and other states. What are the risks associated with deployment of the National Guard specifically into cities during times of mass protests or even civil unrest? And what is your opinion about how best to manage such deployments to try to minimize any civil liberties concerns and I think some of the negativity that has surrounded these deployments most recently?
Well, let me answer your last question first.
Please.
In Illinois, during the last national convention, the governor of Illinois deployed the National Guard to provide security in support of the national convention. In New York, the governor of New York has deployed the National Guard in the subways and public transportation to provide additional security because the existing law enforcement couldn't cover all these areas. And they were both used successfully. In Louisiana, the governor of Louisiana, in collaboration with the Homeland Security during New Orleans Super Bowl this year, just this few months ago, deployed the National Guard in collaboration with local police after the terrorist attack that happened on New Year's time frame in New Orleans. After a terrorist attack, deployed hundreds of National Guard to come in the city to work with the police in preparation for the Super Bowl that happened in New Orleans in 2025 and parts of Mardi Gras. And they were deployed effectively. The National Guard worked under the control of the governor, as they did in Illinois and could only work in New York. That model works, where the National Guard extend the ability of the police to walk streets and provide presence patrol under the limitation of what they can do under the governor. Under the governor, the National Guard can be given authority by the governor to detain people that might have broken the law. They don't do investigative work. They hold them until the scenario is till police get there and the police do their duty. That scenario works. There are a lot of people concerned about the presence of the National Guard on daily in the French Quarter, that this will create an environment that you're now declaring there's an emergency in New Orleans. People don't want to go to a place that's under emergency. Mm. And it's showing out to play itself out. It played itself out in California when the Marines and Guard was deployed to California. People stopped going out at night. There are reports that in D.C., yeah, you've got more National Guard presence. You've got some decrease in what they say small crimes and misdemeanors. But it's also had a damper on the tourism in D.C. So the negative impact is nobody want to go someplace that's under armed guards all the time, because you just might chance have a run-in with the unintended run-in with the police. The other impact it's having, and we're not talking about, is that when the National Guard go in, you have an increased ICE presence.
Yes.
And their mission is to pick up people without cause, because the way they look or the way they speak or the way they dress, they can now be picked up. According to the Supreme Court of the United States, you could stop people indiscriminately based on where they work and what, how they look and how they talk indiscriminately. And I think that's going to be the most disturbing thing, not the Louisiana National Guard in New Orleans. They've done it before. But what's going to be unusual is the number of ICE agents picking brown people up and people of color because they don't look like them, and incarcerating them and shipping them out of the country. And the impact that could have in New Orleans is our service worker. The essential workers that clean that place, many of them are immigrants, and their paperwork could be questionable. That is the big concern I have.
Folks, that's General Russell Honoré, guest of the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you, sir, for your service to this country and for your wisdom that you shared with all of us here on the Civic Media Radio Network this afternoon. Folks, when we come back, I'll be joined by Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim. We're going to talk about that insurance bomb that's about to drop come November 1st. If you or someone you love gets their insurance off the ACA exchange, you're going to want to listen. Stay tuned.